Meanwhile, on the West Coast, the saga at Pacific ports continues. Now, terminal operators at the ports are threatening the International Longshore Workers Union with financial penalties for staging an illegal work slowdown. The union counters that longshoremen are just working safe at ports made more dangerous by a huge backlog of cargo. NPR's Elaine Corey has more from San Francisco.
The Pacific Maritime Association charges that productivity is off by nearly 25% since its lockout of the union ended. The longshoremen returned to work 10 days ago under court order to work at reasonable speeds. The employer group is preparing to go to court seeking heavy fines if the workers don't pick up the pace. But Steve Stallone, a spokesman for the International Longshore Workers Union, says the employers themselves are to blame for the slow going.
Even if we wanted to mess up production on the docks, we couldn't do a better job than PMA has done themselves with their own lockout. The backlog of cargo is so phenomenal.
Stallone says the dock workers are stymied because rail and truck lines are operating at a fraction of their normal capacity. He says the union is moving containers off the ships but can't get them out of the ports. And he charges the resulting congestion on the docks is aggravating unsafe working conditions.
The guys around the docks, they kid about how in this industry you don't get hurt, you get killed.
Even the terminal operators concede that the docks are more dangerous than usual. Out at the Port of Oakland, area manager Tom Edwards says 40-foot-long cargo containers are stacked many stories high because of the backlog, and the higher volume of traffic means a moment's distraction can be fatal.
As it always has been in the maritime business, there are dangers of dealing with containers full of cargo, 40,000 pounds. It drops, it's dangerous, but that's one reason we've worked with the union. We have an extensive a safety code we've negotiated over the years. It's over 300 pages of work rules that govern how we're supposed to work in our container yards. And it's been effective, and overall it's been a positive.
In fact, port accidents were on the decline for a number of years. But that trend changed this year, says David Fryer with the California Occupational Safety and Health Administration.
In 2000 and 2001, there were absolutely no fatalities on any of the docks in California. And then this year we've seen seven. That is a big jump from what we've seen in the past.
Three dock workers were crushed in accidents involving cranes and other heavy equipment. Two others were run over by forklifts. One was struck and killed by a falling lifeboat. Another fell to his death in an open hatch. State and federal authorities are investigating the fatalities, but so far there seems to be no pattern to them. John Patchner with the Pacific Maritime Association says the recent spike in accidents is an unfortunate aberration, but it has no bearing on the employer's charges of a work slowdown.
Safety is extremely important. Productivity is very important. And we believe we can achieve both.
The terminal operators have documented what they claim is malingering by union longshoremen, and they've turned their case over to the Justice Department. At least one union local has filed its own countercharges with the National Labor Relations Board. Elaine Corey, NPR News, San Francisco.